Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, today's daf is daf Lamed Beis. We're starting the brand new Perek Lamed Aleph Amed Beis. Although it's a brand new Perek and a brand new Mishnah, we've already quoted a fair amount of the Mishnah earlier on in our Perek, in the previous Brachim, that is. Zok the Mishnah, Kol ha-psulim she-shachtu shchitoson k'sheira, she-shchita k'sheira, zorim, u-benoshim, u-ba-avodim, u-betmeim. Wow. Our Mishnah tells us that Shechita, unlike all the other avoidos, does not require Kohanim. And not only a Zor, even a lady can go and Shecht. Really, women can go and Shecht. Unbelievable. You'll recall that Ariel was asking about that at the beginning of our Masechta. And we told him that there's a lengthy Tosis at the beginning of Masechta, Schulen and Daf Beis, that discusses this matter. We have a short Toisvis over here, the first Toisvis in the new Perek, who brings an interesting Sefer. I don't know that this Sefer still exists today, a Sefer called Hilchos Eretz Yisrael, where it says in Hilchos Eretz Yisrael that women are disqualified from Shechting, that Neisha Datun Kala. That's what Toisvis says. Toisvis says, you see that that's wrong, because our Mishnah says that women are allowed to go and Shecht. Even lichat chila, they're allowed to go and shecht in the Beis HaMikdash. So we don't disqualify them from being datun kala. And even though the Lashon HaMishnah sounds like it's only b'diavad, kol ha-psulim she-shachtu shchitosan k'sheira, the Gemara is going to tell us shortly that truth be told that even lichat chila, you can have zorim and noshim v'avodim. The reason why our Mishnah begins on a b'diavad note, Shishachtu Shchitosan Ksheir, is because of Temeim, which we're going to have on the next line. And the reason why Temeim should not go in Shechlet Chachila, because we're afraid they might be Metamei the carbon. We'll talk about that momentarily. However, vis-a-vis the other three, Zorim, Noshim, Avodim, even Lechatchila, we can allow them to go and Shecht the Karbonis in the Beis HaMikdash. Aye, what do we do with that Hilchos Eretz Yisrael? We don't want to go and call the Mechaber of that Sefer. We're not talking about a Mechaber today. We're talking about a Mechaber in the times of the Toisvis. Says Toisvis, he was only adding a Chumrah, not Me'ikra Din, but a Chumrah because of this Cheshash of Daiton Kala. Toisvis brings a Raya because in that same Sefer, the Hilchos Eretz Yisrael, it says that a person who shechted and did not make a Bracha on the Shechita, or someone who shechted and he was not dressed, says that Sefer Hilchos Eretz Yisrael shchitosei psula, and that certainly is not the case. I mean, obviously, we don't want to encourage people to go and shecht without making a bracha, or to go and shecht when they are not properly attired. But nevertheless, that's not the ikra din, because the whole din of making a bracha, of course, is drabanan, it's not the araisa, and that you have to go and din of shchit is the chahadin the araisa. So vada shchita without a bracha is kosher, at least b'diavad. So the fact that it says in that sefer Hilchos Eretz Yisrael that shchitasei psula says toisis. This is the first toisis. I'm just repeating the toisis from the outside. If you want to look at the last few lines, where it says mikan tshuva, it's about halfway down into the toisis. Mikan tshuva l'mashe kosa b'Hilchos Eretz Yisrael d'noshem le'yishchetu neishadatan kala. V'oid kosa behen, says over there too, shochat v'leberach, or orim sheshochat shchitosei psula, v'nir shehim chumreis bi'alma, it's a chumre, sh'ayoyimer oisei chocham shekosav hilchos Eretz Yisrael. Whoever wrote that sefer, the oisei chocham, yibein ayira machmir, but me'ikra din, women can shecht after all. Anyway, getting back to our Mishnah, so our Mishnah says, shchita k'sheira b'zorim u'ben noshim, Ubi avodim, avodim means an eved kanani, who has the same dinim ki isha. Ubi tameim, and a person who's tame. Now, we have to understand what's in the masim with the tame. We'll talk about that momentarily. Vafilu b'kotche kudishim, not only kotchem kalim, even an oila, even a chatas, even an osham. You can have all of these four categories. Ubilvat. But be careful. Shleyu tameim noigin bebosa, that the tame should not touch the bosa. Now, I'm sure many of you are thinking, one second, when the Tomei is shechting, doesn't the Chalif become Tomei? And then wouldn't the Chalif cause the Behemoth to become Tomei? after the Shechita, of course. We're not talking about when the behemoth is still alive. But by the Seif of the Shechita, what do we have to worry about that the tummy is going to touch the basar? The sakin is touching the basar. Wouldn't that make it tummy? So because of that, Tosis says, it really depends on the case that we're discussing. If you want to take a quick look at the Rashi on the bottom, Ubitmeyim. So Rashi says, two pshatim. Either we're talking about betami sheretz ka'amar. Now, betami sheretz means that a dead sheretz touched that individual, or the person touched the dead sheretz. The dead sheretz is a status of an avatuma. The person that was touched by this sheretz, he becomes a rishon l'tuma. And a rishon l'tuma, as you all know, is not metame odom v'kelem, it's only metame oichlin u'mashkin. Therefore, we don't have to go and say to him, don't take the sakin in hand, you're going to be metame the sakin, because he won't be metame the sakin, he's only a rishon l'tuma. Rishon l'tuma is not metame odom v'kelem. However, after he shechs, if he is going to touch the korban after it's already geshochten, by that time it is now oichlin, whether the oichlin happens to be for kehanim, whether it happens to be for Yisraelim, even if it's an oiler that goes on the mizbeach, but still it has a status of oichlin, it can be eaten, either by achilas odom or havdal achilas mizbeach. That being the case, tell the tomei, go and put as much pressure as you need to on the, you don't really put pressure by shechting, but go and shecht it as quickly as you can, but be careful, don't touch the goods, don't touch the korban after, or during, or after you're finished shechting. So that's one pshat. The second pshat, Rashi says, it's called also be talking about tmei mes. Oh, tmei mes, and then we get into trouble. Why? Because a mes itself is an avi avoisa tuma. Someone who touches a mes becomes a tmei mes, he is an avatuma. Avatuma can be metame odom vekelim. Oyoyoy, so isn't he going to be metame the chalif? Says Rashi, we're talking about a case where the chalif was not a proper kli for our purposes, such as says Rashi, going shabbat the krum yishol kana b'shachat ba. When we talk more about hilchos shechita, we will learn that you don't have to dafka use a sharp knife, even though, of course, that is the standard custom, because you can easily tell whether you have a sharp knife or not, etc. But theoretically, you can go and use a krum yishol kana. That's a very, very sharp reed. And if you ever touch one of those in the country and you get similar to what we get a paper cut, you know that they can be very, very sharp. And if you're not careful, chas v'shalom can be very painful. And there could be a lot of blood. So you got to be careful of krum yishol kana. But since it's not a kli, it's not mekabel tuma. Rashi says, "Av a sakin loy," because even metami the sakin, the sakin metami the basar, etc. As we spoke, we have another problem. Points out Rashi, which we'll see mechem in the Gemara, that if he's tame, he's not allowed to enter into the azora in the first place to go and shecht. Ezach tame, aros. We'll even talk about in the Gemara shortly about a tful yom. Even if he's toivled, he shouldn't go into the azara. So how did he go in the azara? He used a very, very long knife, a long chalif, or a long krum yishol kana. So he was standing outside, like in the Pesach of the Shaar Nikanor, that doesn't have a status of azara, and therefore he was able to go and shecht from afar. But we'll have this more mechem the Gemara shortly. Anyway, continuing on. Lefichach, because these four are qualified, these four categories, zorim, Noshim, Avodim, Mutmeim, since they're all qualified to go and Shecht, V'chaim Paisel Machshava. So therefore, when we learned in the previous Prokim about a Machshava, Shaloi Lishma, L'mosh L'gabi Pesach V'chattas, that passels the car, and when we learned about the Machshava of Chutz L'zmani, that makes a pigol, V'yesh Baikaris, and the Machshava of Chutz L'mkoimai, which is possible, V'aim Baikaris, this applies to these four. But these are Zorim. True, but these Zorim are all kosher for purposes of Hilchos Shechita, so therefore they can also passel with a bad machshava.
Is that machshava only effective when they're shechting, or is that machshava effective when they're kohen doing the avoda? Because is there kohen the shliach adam kamoso type thing? So if the kohen is doing the zrika and the shoychet, bala korban, is thinking I'm going to eat that tomorrow, Is that an effective machshava mafagel korban?
Any machshava that we've been talking about is only b'shas avoida. After the avoida is over, he's no longer a baldover to have any machshava.
So if the coin is the shaliach, okay, so separate from the shaliach, the coin is the shaliach, he's doing the avoda in behalf of the Baal Korban.
What is he doing now? Is he doing shchita, kabbalah, halacha, or zrika?
He's doing kabbalah, halacha, or zrika.
Okay.
And the Baal Korban is a ben machshava.
You're talking about the Baalim now, you're not talking about the coin now.
Exactly.
We spoke about that last. You already asked that question a couple of days ago, and I told you Mitchum and Daf Mem Zayin, the Gemara is going to address the Baal.
Okay. Okay.
We're going to get to it. Miyat Hashem.
Okay.
Miyat Hashem. Another 2 weeks be'erach.
Okay.
And continuing the Mishnah, the Kula and Shekiblu Sadam. Now Kula means again these four categories of psulim. Rashi Taka says at the top, the kulan psulim. Shekibu Adam, if they didn't do just the shechita, or they didn't do the shechita at all, they did the kabbalah sadam, they're disqualified. And therefore, shekibu sadam, chutzas mani, chutzam koim, and they had the machshava of chutzas mani, chutzam koim, im yesh dama nefesh, yachsur hakoshev yekabel. What they are doing now, of course, they have passeled the Kabbalah that they did was totally meaningless because they are not roi for the avoida. And now, if they had a machshava chutzas mani chutzam koymai, that is also a meaningless machshava. It's like you or I having machshava now about kabbonis being brought to the Beis Hamikdash, even if the Beis Hamikdash halavai were standing today, and you and I decided let's go and have a machshava chutzas mani chutzam koymai. That's all meaningless. We're not koyhanim. And we're not doing the avoida. So the fact that they are doing this avoida is worthless, and the machshava is worthless. But there is a way to remedy the carbon. The carbon is not totally without remedy. What you can do is, yesh dam nefesh, there's still dam in the tzavar habeheima, yachzer hakoshev yekabel, go and tell a kosher kohen, go back, do the Kabbalah over again, because these psulim did the Kabbalah, so the Kabbalah was worthless. You can't have a carbon without a proper Kabbalah, Hilacha, and Zrika. Go and tell if there is still Dama Nefesh left in the Tzavar Behemoth. So this has to happen very, very quickly, this series of events. But we're only talking about the Kabbalah so far, right? So you had the Shoichet Shechting, the Mekabel being Mekabel, and then we notice that the Mekabel is a brother of the Shoichet, and we find out that the Shoichet is the Yisrael, or a Levi, is not a Koyin, and we say, stop it, Shnell, Aros, and we go and take in a Koyin, the Koyin, there's still Dama Nefesh spurting out, he takes that Dama Nefesh, and he can go and do a new Kabbalah, and then Memelu will do a new Halacha, and a new Zerika. The Rashi points out that the Gemara is going to talk about later on the inyan of oisis shirayim. What means oisis shirayim? That if a kohen does the avoida and he is posel, question is whether the remaining blood in the tzavar behema, whether it's considered to be shiore dam posel. And if that's the case, then you wouldn't be able to yachzer hakosha v'yekabel. So therefore, Rashi says, if you hold that a posel cannot make shirayim, then you don't have a problem. In other words, it's only a kohen kosher, where we say that whatever is left in the mizrak is shiorei the blood. So what's the nafgemina? Okay, we're going to talk a little bit further in the Mishnah about if he went and placed the blood in the wrong place. For instance, he had his rika sadam, and he did the zrika Lamata instead of Lamala, Lamala instead of Lamata. We had this already, the prior discussion in the previous parak, but we're going to talk about it again at the end of this Mishnah. The only reason why I'm bringing this up at this point, you'll recall that Barry asked when we learned this part of the Mishnah earlier, why do we have to go and talk about if there's still Dama Nefesh left in the Tzavara Behema? Why don't we go and see if the Mizrak still has any blood left? Truth of the matter is, at this point, there should be a lot of blood, but the Chayre, it would all be disqualified, because at this point in the Mishnah, we're talking about the Kabbalah Sadam. The Kabbalah Sadam was done through a posel. That suggests that all the dam in the Mizrak is now, quote-unquote, posel, because it wasn't niskabel by a proper Kohen. So therefore, you pour it all out, and you get brand new blood if there's any dam hanefesh remaining in the tzavar abehema. So the choyer, there's no inyan here of shirayim yet, because we're talking only about the kabbalah sadam. But as we'll see shortly in the Mishnah, we're also going to talk about if a apostle did the zrika sadam. So why don't we wait until we get there, and then we'll again address Barry's question of last week or 2 weeks ago.
What's the issue? Can you repeat again the shirayim issue?
The shirayim issue is, the Mishnah says on the second line, "Emyesh dam hanefesh," if you still got blood left over, go and do a new kabbalah sadam. Where would that additional dam be left? In the tzavar habehema. So Barry asked a week ago or longer, why don't you look in the Mizrach and see if the Mizrach has extra blood left over? So that is a very good question. However, at this point in the Mishnah, it's really not appropriate, because here in the Mishnah we're talking about the Zman Kabbalah Saddam. We're not talking about the Zerika Saddam. So the Kabbalah Saddam, the fact that the Mishnah requires you to go and get new Dam and Nefesh, that suggests that all the Dam in the Mizrach is all disqualified, all posel, so therefore pour it all out, or do whatever you want with it, and bring a brand new Mizrach, and try to be Mekabel, do a second Kabbalah Saddam if there's any Dam HaNefesh left. Okay, so that is good. So you don't ask, why don't we use the blood in the remaining in the Mizrach? All of the blood in the Mizrach is no good. So we got to bring new blood. The question will be in Mi'atshem when we get to the end of the Mishnah, when we're talking about a apostle who did the Zerika Saddam, and there too the Mishnah is going to go and say, well, check it out if you have the Dam HaNefesh. Barry's question was, why don't we just check whether the Mizrach has blood left? Because after you do the Zerika Saddam, there's bound to be something remaining in the Mizrach. Maybe that will be sufficient for purposes of a new Zerika. So about that, it's Shaykh to talk about Shiraim. Let's address that shortly. Getting to the third line of the Mishnah. Kibbalah kosher. Oh, a kosher, in other words, a proper kohen did a proper Kabbalah. Everything is great. What do we need to do now? We need to do a halacha. And v'nasal apostle. And instead of either he or another kohen now taking the blood and taking it to the front of the Mizbeach for purposes of doing the Zerika Saddam, he gave it to a apostle. We had a discussion about that back in the first perek, whether it's talking about that the apostle now took the blood and did a halacha, or did he just stay in place? Since the Mishnah just said nosan l'apostle, yachsel l'kosher, it sounds like the apostle just stayed in place, and now the question remains, legabi halacha shloi beregel, shmo halacha o loy shmoi halacha. That was a shaila the Gemara asked back on Daf Yud Dalid, and the Gemara over there said, when it says in the Mishnah, yachsel l'kosher, what does that mean, yachsel l'kosher? If you hold that halacha shloi beregel, shmo halacha, since this posel did this bad halacha, see, he passeled the avoida of halacha. Therefore, yachsel l'kosher, we're going to have the kosher go and retrace the steps back to the Mekabel and take the blood from the posel and then bring it back towards the Mizbech. If you hold the shalach halacha shloi beregel lav shmo halacha, when it says yachsel l'kosher, it doesn't mean that the kosher walked all the way back and brought the blood once again. He just stood in place. He didn't do anything. It was like, Gemara calls it an itztaba, as if you put the blood down on the table or down on a pedestal of some sort. And now you just take it from there. So nothing, you know, nothing ventured, nothing gained, nothing lost. So yachsel l'kosher doesn't mean that he has to go back and forth. All it means is he takes it from the posel and he moves on to the mizbeach for purposes of the zrika sadam. Continuing the Mishnah. Kibul b'yaminai. What happens? The Kabbalah was done perfectly. V'nosan l'smoilai. But then he transferred the Mizrach from the right hand to the left hand for purposes of halacha and for Zerika. Yasal l'minai. Okay, that's not something that is irremediable. What you can easily do is just put it back in the right hand for purposes of the halacha and Zerika. Kibul b'kli koydish. V'nosan l'kli chol. What happens if the Kabbalah was done in kli koydish, meaning a kli shoris, in the basin of Mikdash, so that was done perfectly. And then he poured it out into a basin, a regular, normal klichol. Oh, no good. But that doesn't passel the blood. He asked the klichodish, just go and pour it back into klichodish and move on. Nishbach man a kli al ritzba. What happens if the the dam went from the tzavar into the kli. So the Kabbalah was done well. But unfortunately, after that, as the Kohen, for instance, is doing the halacha, he slipped and he tripped, or whatever, it poured from the kli ala ritzba. Vatsofa, you can go and collect it from the ritzba. It's kosher. As opposed to the other case, where it was nishbach directly from the tzavar behema onto the floor, we had it ready in the Gemara. We're going to have a mitzvah in the next Mishnah, that will be possible, and Barry's going to go and ask, in Erev Pesach, they went and collected all the blood together, etc. But in the meantime, we don't need to come on to that. If it comes out from the Kli al Ritzba, you can go and collect it, gather it together in the Kli, and continue your way with the Ilocham and the Zrika, and it's kosher. Nisonai al Gabi Kevish. Okay, so now, here it's talking about that these Nisonai is talking about, again, those four Psulim that we started off the Mishnah. Zorim, Noshim, Avodim, and Tmei. What happens now? They went and did the Zrikas Hadam. Oh yeah, a bunch of Chevra. They did the Zrikas Hadam on the Mizbeach. And when they did the Zrikas Hadam, this presumably is not talking about the Tomei, only about the other three, because if the Tomei touched the Dam, well, here it's talking about he touched the Kli. Yes, and then we'd have to say it's talking about Lechoyra Tomei Sheretz, who cannot be Metama the Kli. Because if it's a Tomei mess, just by picking up the Kli, by definition, he's going to cause the Kli to become Tomei, and then the Kli will cause the Dam to become Tomei. So Lechoyra, either we're talking about that it's a Tomei Sheretz, or we're not talking about Tomei. But what was the problem over here? The problem was that he didn't do a proper Zrika, such as Nisanei al-Gabi Akevish. Instead of doing the Zrika against the Mizbeach, he did it against the ramp that goes up to the Mizbeach. Or, Shloi Kenegad HaYisoid. We already discussed this when we learned this part of the Mishnah earlier, about a week ago, that most Karbonis, he had Shtayim Shein Arba, and that Shtayim Shein Arba were two diagonal corners, one from the other. Which corners were those? Those were the northeastern corner and the southwestern corner. Why northeastern and southwestern? Because the north, the tzofen of the Mizbeach had a yesoid, as well as the western wall of the Mizbeach had a yesoid. As far as the other two, the eastern and the southern, they only had one amma at the very top. In other words, the whole north had a yesoid, and then you turn the corner towards the east, and then you still had an amala, one little amma, had a yesoid. Same thing is the western wall as you're turning towards the south. Again, a small yesoid of an amma. Since you're supposed to do the Zrika Saddam against the corners of the Mizbeach where there is a yesoid, so you have to go and do the Zrika Saddam at those two corners. Mashengen, if you were supposed to do it, if you did it, Lemushal, on the southeastern corner, there's no yesoid. So that type of Zrika has no basis. It has no yesoid. So what do you have to go and do? Zoktun Zramishna. If you did it on the kevish, or shloi kenegad yesoid, unosan is it lemata lemala. 99% of all kabbanis you did the Zrika Saddam down below. There were only two kabbanis that we did on top, and that was the karmchatos and the four kronis on the top. And then our good friend Barry will always remind us with the three ions. Oyle so oifli lemala lemala. So also that was done lemala. So lemala means above the chuta sikra, and in connection with the chatos, we're talking about all the way on top, on the four koronois, on the four corners at the top of the Mizbeach. So what happens, he made a switch. He put the eternal lamata lamalo, or the eternal lamalo lamata, which is, of course, improper. Or, v'esin eternal b'fnim b'chutz, v'esin eternal b'chutz b'fnim. 99% of all kabbanis you did the Zrika Saddam b'chutz, meaning on the Mizbeach ha-chitzai. The only time that you did the Zrika Saddam, it wasn't even called Zrika, it was called Hazoya Saddam. For Bifnim, Bifnim means inside the Heichel, that was every Yom Kippur, of course, every Yom Kodesh, the Par Besoyer, as well as during the year, if you ever had a situation of a Par Halam Dovshul Tzibor and a Par Koin Mashiach, which of course were very rare Kabbanis. So those are called the Chatois HaPnimiyos, where there you do the Azot Adam in front of the Paroiches, and in Yom Kodesh, in the Kodesh Kodoshim, and then you had some of the Shiori Adam, not the Shiori Adam Mamish, but you had after that, some dam that you put on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, and then the Mamish the Shirayim you put out in the Yesoid, inside the Azar. So now, what happens if a person made a switch, and he did those Kabbanis which you're supposed to do the Zrika Saddam B'chutz, he did it B'fnim, or those you're supposed to do B'fnim, he did it B'chutz. In all of these cases, the zrika was no good. If you have dam nefesh, meaning you still have dam remaining in the tzavar ha-beheima, yachzer ha-kosher b'yikabel, then you have to have a new koyin, not a new koyin, you have to have a koyin, not one of these psulim, go and do a new kabbalah sadam from the tzavar ha-beheima, and then take that dam, and then you go and spritz it, do the zrika properly on the mizbeach the way you're supposed to, and then you could, if you will, go and you have a resolution to this carbon, so this carbon should not become pasul, but it should be kosher. So returning now to Barry's question, it says, im yesh dam hanefesh, if you have dam hanefesh, and once again, the pashup shot, according to Rashi and the other Mephoshim, is dam hanefesh still in the tzavar ha-beheima, then go and do a new Kabbalah, shnel, bring that dam, and then do a zrika. Why, asked Barry, don't you just look in the Mizrak and see if you have any dam left? Because even though he did a very forceful zrika against the various sides in the Mizbeach, especially if you're talking about a Karm Chattas, you just dab it on the four and then you have to, yes, go down a little bit on the chut, on the chudoy shokaren, but basically you're using a very small quantity. Why do we talk about the dam and nefesh in the tzavar? Why don't we just see if there's anything left in the Mizrak? So getting back to what you were asking me for, Brother Shai, that's where there is a discussion about the shirayim, whether shirayim either in the tzavar of behema or the shirayim in the mizrak, do they become shiore dam posel and therefore disqualified? So vis-a-vis the shirayim which is in the tzavar of behema, Rashi has a discussion about that, and Rashi says, even there's a machloikis whether a posel oises shirayim or not, by the fact that the apostle went and took the dam and he did a zrika, does that cause all the remaining blood to be disqualified? Not only the blood that he actually was zoyrek, but also the remainder of the blood also becomes disqualified. And if that's the case, how can you go back to taking the blood from the tzavar ha-behema? Doesn't that cause all the blood to become possible if you hold that the posel oisis shirayim? So Rashi says, according to Mandiyama that holds that posel oisis shirayim, that's dafka if he did a proper zrika bimkoimai, that he messed it up so badly, he did what we would call a proper zrika, but by an improper individual. This person is a posel. So if you hold that a posel oisis shirayim, how could you go and take the blood that's remaining in the tzavar ha-behema? Doesn't that all become posel? So, Dr. Rashi, that's only if you are going and being zoyrek pimkoimai. If you hold shaloi pimkoimai, lav kimkoimai dami, after all of the cases in our Mishnah, nosan al gabi ha-kevesh, on the yisoid, or shaloi kinegar yisoid, lamata, lamala, lamala, lamata, that was a totally inappropriate, improper, illegal, if you will, zrika. That being the case, it's as if you poured the blood on the floor. Oy, 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 there's no blood. Go back to the tzavar ha-behema and bring more blood. So even if you hold the posel oisis shirayim, it's only if he's zoyrek b'mkoyman. Not if he's zoyrek shaloi b'mkoyman. That's all a discussion vis-a-vis the blood inside the tzavar ha-behema. However, says Reb Chaim Brisker, you see from our Gemara, and you see from the Rambam, he brings rayas from the Rambam, that the fact that we only talk about tzavar ha-behema, automatically any blood which is left in the mizrak, alibet kuli alma, becomes shiore dam posel. Therefore, none of that is kosher anymore for purposes doing a new zrika. So what you'd have to do is check out the tzavar. If there's still any dam and nefesh left, shnel, take it, be makabel, be moilich, and do a brand new zrika sadak. On to the Gemara. We started off the Mishnah, kalapsum sheshach tu shechtos and ksheira, which sounds like a bidyevit. Frank Gemara shach tu diyevit in the chachilah loy, or a minu, vishachat. It says in the pasuk vishachat, we didn't say vishachat if you have aleph, Torah, or a shalom. Vishachat is ben abakal lefnei Hashem, v'krivu b'nei aharna kihanim. The Gemara is shortly going to be medayik by the fact that the first time that the pasuk talked about kihanim is by the hikrivu. And you'll remember we learned that earlier parakim mikrivu means the kabbalah sadam as well as a subset, the hoylocha sadam, but not the shechita. Shechita doesn't say v'shochet b'nei aharon, just say v'shochet is b'nei abakar. Is the charai that anybody can do the shechita, even zorim noshim avodim utmei. Zokti yimora, or a minu, says in the pasuk v'shochet, shechita b'zor k'sheira, sheshechita k'sheira b'zorim b'noshim avodim utmei. And not only by kachim kalma, v'le b'kachim kudishim. And if that's the case, l'choira, why does our Mishnah say b'di'evit? It should say even l'chatkila you're allowed to go and take a nice choshev etayra yid. Please, do you know hilcha shechita? Yes. Come on over and do the shechita. Zok Timura, how do you know? Oh, ain't ele b'kahanim. Maybe v'shochet has to be a kohen. Amris, v'chi me'ayin basa. Where do you know that you have to have a kohen do the avoida? Mechlal shenem, it says in the pasuk, v'yatu v'necha, itcha tishmu, itcha ri'itach, itcha tishmu es kunaschem, L'chol devar mizbeach. Oh, anything having to do with the mizbeach, make sure you, aharon hakohen, ata, uvenecha, and your children, elozav yisamar, and future generations, tishmus kunascha, be careful, you gotta hold this kahuna tire, very dear to your heart. L'chol devar mizbeach. Yochla peshchita, tamo loimar, peshochet, es ben abakal v'nei Hashem, v'ekrivu v'nei aharon, v'kabal v'eilach mitzvah kuna, liman al shchita, shekesheira b'chol adam. Look, we see from this pasuk and from the Gemara, this is a lechatchila, not just b'di'evet. The only time you need the ikriv and the haron is starting from the kabbalah of eilach. So, why does our Mishnah suggest sheshachtu only b'di'evet? L'chor it's a din even lechatchila. And for the Gemara, hu adin afilu lechatchila. Nami. The truth of the matter is, even lechatchila, the zorim noshim avodim alt even lechatchila. So why does it say the lashon sheshachtu? So I'll tell you why. B'shem dekar boi lemisna tameyim. Chadchil aloi. Even though a tamei, again, he is qualified to go and shecht. Lichat chila. But it's a gzeira drabon and gzeira shem yigu b'basar. After all, you got to be very careful. If you're a shoychit and you're shechting the tzavar ha-behema, the likelihood that you're going to touch the tzavar ha-behema at the conclusion of the shechita, presumably is a very good likelihood. And therefore, says the Gemara, lechatchila a tamei should not go and shecht, b'chamoira he's going to go and touch. However, b'di'evet, if he shechted and he didn't touch, then we're fine. Then the karabin is kusha lechatchila, no problem. Zok Gemara, v'tamei di'evet shaper domi. You're telling me a tamei is b'di'evet okay. Urimini, I'll ask you a kasha from a braisa. The braisa quotes two psukim, v'samach and v'shochat. In other words, the first pasuk is in Vayikra Aleph Dalet at the very beginning of Parshas Vayikra, and the next pasuk is Vayikra Aleph Hey. If you have the Torah Ora Shalem, you see that an Oiz Gimel or number 3, the Samach Yod Aroishu Oyla Venitzel Oyla Chaper Aleph. The Baalim have to do a smicha on the Roishu Oyla. That's Aleph Dalet, and then the next pasuk says right after Vishachar has been a Bokar, and so therefore the Gemara says the fact that the two psukim are back to back. It's a smichus, fancy English word, juxtaposed one with the other. So I learn shchita from smicha. Ma smicha b'tohirim, just like smicha has to be by a person who's tohar. Af shchita b'tohirim. How do I know that smicha has to be with tohar? That's going to be the next line. But take it for granted at this point that smicha has to be done by a tohar. No, the shchita also has to be done by a tohar. And the Gemara is assuming, since we are bringing this as a smichus, as a hekish, one to the other, that this is a diaraisa. That be diaraisa, the Torah says the shechita has to be betoirim. And you're telling me, no, min a Torah, even a tamei can shecht. It's only midrabon and a gzeirash, la yiga. But otherwise, it's mashma. Lechatchila, go ahead. Zoi bazoi. This posik says no. Only smicha betoirim. Just like smicha has to be dafke toirim, af shechita betoirim. And for the Gemara, this is not a hekish diaraisa, this is just, if you will, an asmachta to the gzeira midrabanan. This is not a, quote-unquote, a real limud to disqualify either a tohar from smicha or from shchita. This is gzeira drabanan. One sec, you told me that smicha is min ha-toira. Yo, the Gemara is going to explain. Maishna smicha. Why do we say smicha has to be betoirim? The chassid says in the pasuk, lifnei Hashem. What's that pasuk? The Gemara quotes it elsewhere, yeah, with the Hashem. Okay, it's another pasuk. Does Rashi quote the pasuk? No. Torah Midrash says Lifnei Hashem. Anyway, somewhere it says Lifnei Hashem, and L'shchita Nami Hoksid Lifnei Hashem. Now that's the first pasuk. Aleph V'shachar Es Ben Avakel Lifnei Hashem, and the Gemara is assuming Lifnei Hashem means in the Azara, and therefore Zokti Gemara, just like the person who is Soimech, he is not allowed to enter into the Azara because he's Tamei. Same thing is. The Shoichet should also not enter into the Azara because he's Tamei, and both of them have to be Lefnei Hashem in the Azara. You're not allowed to go and shecht the carbon, for instance, in the Ezras Noshim. You can't even go and shecht it in the Shar Nikanar because they do not have the Kedushas Azara. It's got to be in the Azara. It says Yimar, just like Smicha has to be in the Azara Lefnei Hashem, and that's why only a Tohar can do Smicha, not a Tamei. Tamei's not allowed to go into the Azara. Shchichenami, Oksiv of Hashem, same thing. So that being the case for Eitimora, no. So I see that it's Takiyod Diyaraisa. If you're telling me that Smicha has to be done by Torah Midyaraisa, then Shchita also has to be done by a Torah Midyaraisa. What are you telling me, this Masa Gzeira Drabanan? Every Gemara, Legabi, the case of the Shchita, we have an Eitzah. Eshed of Itzak and Arucha, Vishochit. The din of Lefnei Hashem is referring to the korban. The lashon of a pasuk is v'shachar es ben habakar Lefnei Hashem. The ben habakar, meaning the korban, has to be Lefnei Hashem in the azara. But the shoichet doesn't have to be in the azara. The shoichet could be standing in the shar nikanar and have a long, long sakin. Doesn't have to be that long. He can be standing right at the edge of the shar nikanar and have the sakin going over the edge towards the behema and shechting the carbon, and that would be totally kosher. So that's all min ha-toyre, it's taka kosher. However, midrabanan, a tamei should refrain from shechting. Shema yiga b'basar, I'm afraid he might be a little bit too enthusiastic or not careful. And a shechita, and at the end of the shechita, he might go and touch the tzavar ha-behema or any other part of the behema, and it's going to become tamei. So therefore, says the Gemara, that's why, although smicha, we have the din that he has to be tohar min ha-toira, by shchita min ha-toira could even be done by a tamei, but just be careful, sakin arucha, and he shouldn't go and touch the basar. Frey Timur, why don't you say smicha nami? Efshedim ayel yodeh v'samech. Why can't the soimech be a tamei? And just like you're talking about by shchita, you have a long sakin. By smicha, he has long arms, long hands. He'll stand in the Shar Niknar, and he'll put his hands in on top of the animal. But just the hands, nothing more. Just put the hands on top of the animal and do the smicha. Why do you tell me that only a Tohar can do smicha? Even a Tomei? This man, the Omar, and our Mishnah, and that Brisa that we just quoted, hold that Bia B'miktzah Shmo Bia. What does Bia B'miktzah mean? That I might have thought only if he goes in Roishoy V'rubay. No, just by putting your hands in and doing a smicha, all the bells and all the alarms and all the whistles go off in the Azara, that there's a Tomei in the Azara. And so therefore, the smicha has to be done Dafke by Hatar. So bottom line is, our Gemara is not telling us that there is a Be'etzem, a din, that smicha can only be done by Tahirim. It could, in theory, also be done by Tmeim. But in practice, it's impossible to go and do it by Tmeim. Why is that? Because the smicha has to be done in the Azara, and the Tamei cannot enter into the Azara, even b'miktzah. So he cannot put his hands in on top of the animal. And therefore, says the Gemara, that's the mekoyer, that smicha has to be done by Tahirim. So even though by shchita I have an Eitzah, I can do with a sakin oruch. He doesn't have to enter into, not even a pinky, not even his nose has to extend into the Azara. But nevertheless, the Chatchili shouldn't do it because of Gzeira, Shema Yiga B'Basa. Now Barry wants to ask a question for the last 10 minutes. I'm suspecting that he's going to ask, what's the Din Legabe Metzoyra? How does he put in his Behoinus Yad V'Regel?
But that we had already.
Okay, so what's your question?
That's a compromise.
Okay.
Sharnikinor, etc. But my real question is, we had earlier in the previous parak a machlokas and Gabaya Varava about if various configurations of the animals on the right is next to the safon of the mizbeach or not, and the shochet, and we had a principle, ein derech sheres bekach.
Right.
A long knife is a bit ridiculous. And to have the shochet, I mean, you talked about you can't have the shochet suspended and the animal on the ritzba of the azara and do the shechita, ein derech sheres bekach. This is also a little bit ridiculous. Why is this suddenly, permitted as derech sheres? And the other thing, both of them are ridiculous.
Yeah, very good question. If you go back to the earlier discussion, remember we were talking over there that either the behema or the shoichet or the makabel hadam was suspended in mid-air. And the Gemara said, a person, although technically maybe that would work, because everybody's in the Azara, the animal's in the Azara, and the shoichet and the makabel, but to have someone suspended in mid-air doing the avoida, that doesn't sound like a normal way of doing shoichet. But you'll also remember, Brother Barry, that the same Gemara distinguished there between the Makabel Hadam, if he was suspended in midair, or the Shoichet was suspended in midair. In the case of the Makabel Hadam, the Gemara said, no good, ein derech sheres bekach, this is not a kosher avoida. The Gemara said, however, if the Shoichet, not the animal has to be down below because he has to be next to Al Yerech HaMizbeach, he has to stand there in the Azar. But if the Shoichet was suspended, said the Gemara, it's kosher. I ain't derech sheres bekach. What did Rashi say? Since the whole inyan of shechita, by definition, is not a full-fledged avoida, it's only an avoida on the second-class avoida, so to speak, because it allowed even psulim to go and do it. So the din of lamoid lishores, which applies to kohanim, that's only by those avoidas where it's a capital shin, a capital sheres, a capital ayin, a capital avoida. There it has to be derech sheres bekach, because that's the din of the kohanim, lamoid lishores. However, since by Shechita even a Zor and even an Isha, etc., all kosher to do the Avoida, this din of and derech sheres bekach, said Rashi earlier, does not apply to the Shechita.
Okay.
Therefore, even if you were to consider the long knife to be strange and unique in ein derech sheres bekach, it would not be a flaw in the Avoida. Bottom line is what we have concluded according to this first lashon in the Gemara is that shechita mi tzad ikar hadin is permissible even by a tamei. Avada, the tamei is not allowed to enter into the azara because he's tamei, but you can do it with a long sakin. But l'chadchila, don't allow for it because chamoira, gzeira drabon, he might touch the basar after all. And now the Gemara is going to have the same discussion, but in reverse. What means in reverse? Initially, we assumed smicha has to be betohirim, and therefore we said an af shechita betohirim. And now we start pumfakert. Zok the Gemara, Rav Chizda Masni Ipcha, the Samach v'Shochat. Again, those two psukim back to back in the beginning of Parshas VeYikra. Ma shechita betohirim af smicha betohirim. Just like shechita has to be metator, smicha also has to be matar. Why do you say that I'm learning smicha from shechita? They have the same lefnei Hashem. There's an eitzah for smicha. Just extend your hands into the azor and you don't have a problem. Obviously, this mandemar holds that bia b'miktzis lav shmo bia, and therefore you can go and put your hands in. No shechita nami efshin yovet sakin arucha v'shochet. And theoretically, you don't even need to come on to the sakin, because once you tell us that bia b'miktzis is lav shemor bia, is l'chari, the same thing applies to the hands of the person who's shechting. He can also put his hands in and shecht. But since we talk about the sakin arucha and avoid the tamei even with a bia b'miktzis, that's of course even a besser aitza not to have any bia whatsoever. Zokti mara, shechita nami efshed obet sakin arucha v'shochit. So why did you say at the outset, the ma'ish, that just like shechita has to be dafki b'toyrin, and this is of course mashma that it's not just midrabanan, This is mina toira. I'm learning smicha from shchita, just like shchita has to be betoirim. For Eitimara, why does shchita have to be betoirim? L'chari can be betemeim and do a sak and a rucha. Eitimara hamani shemina timnihi. This second version that requires that the shoychid be toir, not like our Mishnah. Our Mishnah allows a tummy to go and check. Just only b'diyev because l'chadchila shem yiga. But otherwise, he's kosher. Shemina timni says no. A shoychid is disqualified if he is tamei. Where do we see the Shimon HaTimni? The sign we have in the Braisa. V'shochad ben ha'bokal lefnei Hashem. It says ben ha'bokal lefnei Hashem. V'lo ya shoychid lefnei Hashem. As we sit back in the Yomad Aleph, the shoychid doesn't have to be in the Azorah. It's got to be the korban has to be in the Azorah. But Shimon HaTimni yomer, minayin shiyu yodav shel shoychid lefnim min ha'nishchat. How do I know that the hands of the shoychid have to be in the Azorah, even more in the Azorah than the nishchat, than the animal itself that is being geshochten? The Gemara is just borrowing a term when it says minayin shehoyu yodav, yu yodav, because we spoke about that the soimech is ma'ayil yodeh. But we really don't mean the yodav, we really mean the shoychid himself. Shimon HaTimni says, minayin shehoyu yodav shel shoychid lefnim nishchat, how do I know that the shoychid himself has to also be in the Azorah at the time of the Shechita? Tamalei Mishachar is Bakr Lefnei Hashem. Shoychid is Ben HaBakar Yehe Lefnei Hashem. The Lefnei Hashem is not only modifying the Ben HaBakar, it's also modifying that Vishachat. The Shoychid has to be inside the Azorah. No, if he has to be inside the Azorah, don't talk about a long Sakin, a Sakin Arucha. Don't talk about putting the hands in and shechting. All of that is no good according to Shimon HaTimni. So that's why, according to this second version, the Iker is Shechita is Posel B'Tmeim. Why? Not Midrabanim Mitagzeira. Because the Shoychid has to be inside the Azorah together with the Karban. He can't go into the Azorah as Dachtamei. So from that Din of Shechita, we also learn to Smicha that the Soimech has to be a Tor, because he cannot go and do the Avoid the Odor. He can't go into the Smicha otherwise, since he is tamei. Okay, that's what we have there for a machloikis legabe tmeim, yes or no. Our Mishnah paskins that a tmeim can go and do the shechita, but only midrabanan, only bidiyavet, because of the gzeira drabanan shema yika. Amar ulam reish lakish. Tomei sheichnas yod lefnim loike. What happens if a tamei put his hands in? He gets malkish enema b'chol kodesh leisigo v'lemikdash loy sovoy. Makish bil in a gear, mana gear ben mikzash, shmo in a gear, abi ben mikzash, shmo bia. In other words, this is the makoir that bia, the mikzis shmo bia, from the fact that the Torah is makish, it has in the same posik, we're talking about a yoiledes, that for the first 33 days, I shouldn't say the first, the 33 days after the 7 days of Tumah, by a zohar you have 7 and then you have 33. Although those 33 days are called Yemei Tahara, nevertheless, the Pasuk says, B'chol Kodesh Leisigo, L'mikdash Leisavoy, Ad Meloy Simei Tor, you have to wait until all the 40 days are over, and during that period of time, she's called a Tvul Yoim Oruch. So, B'chol Kodesh Leisigo, don't touch the Kodesh, which, by the way, includes Truma, but L'mikdash Leisavoy, and don't go into the base of English. So, since he uses the term Leisiga, Siga means to touch. Touch doesn't mean you have to go and put your whole Ramach Evorim Shesagidim. If you just touch with your finger, you're already being noigea. Oh, says Dr. Yomara, ma negia b'miktas, shmo negia, b'yim b'miktas, shmo b'yim, and that's why b'yim b'miktas is prohibited. And that's why the soimech cannot be standing outside and just put his hands in, because if he does that, he's over on this din of b'yim b'miktas, shmo b'yim. So Dr. Yomara, v'ayte isve ravoy shili ula mitzayra shechol shmini shalili ois be'erev ha-Pesach. What's the problem over here? You have a mitzoyra. The mitzoyra, Baruch Hashem, the Kohen came, and he pronounced him, he is now tohar. So what does he have to do? He has to have first the two tzipoyrim, he shechs one, and then he sends the second tzipra al pnei hasada, and then he has to count 7 days, and then on the seventh day, he has to go and toivel in the mikvah, and then what's the seventh day? He's now a herif shemesh. It's all great and wonderful. However, he's not allowed to go into the Beis HaMikdash yet, and he's not allowed to eat kodshim because he has what we call the status of Mechusar Kippurim, What's Mechusi Kippurim? Because he has to go and bring his karbonis. Okay, so the Metzoyer, his eighth day, falls on an Erev Pesach. Stop. At this point, there is no problem. He should go quickly, Erev Pesach in the morning, go and bring his karbonis. Ah, one second, I have a problem, because the Metzoyer has to put his fingers in to allow for putting on Tmerish the Dam Ha'osham, and subsequently to go and take the Loik Shaman and put it on the Bohoinis Yad Veregel. But he's not allowed to go into the Beis HaMikdash. He's allowed to stand in the, Rashi says, the Chalal, the empty hollow, if you will, the doorway of the Mokum Nishar Nikanar, stand there, because that does not have Kedushas Hazara, that only has Kedushas Har Habayis. And since the Torah allows, not only Torah allows, the Torah requires for the Taras Metzoyra that he gets the Dam on the Bohinus, says Rashi, you're not allowed to take the Dam outside of the Azara, becomes possible Beyoitse. You're not allowed to allow the Metzoyra to come into the Azara because he's Tameh. So he's got to stand out there and put his Bohinus in. And Rashi says that's Xavier Sarkosov, even though normally a Tameh is not allowed to go into the Beis HaMikdash, and especially if you hold Bia Mamikdash Shema Bia, here is an exception to the rule that we allow a Metzoyra to put his Bohinus in, no problem. So he'll do that on Erev Pesach morning, Baruch Hashem, now he's totally tar, he's no longer Mechusa Kippurim, and then bring your Karban Pesach together with the multitudes of Klal Yisrael, they'll go and shecht it and do the Kabbalah Saddam, the Zrika Saddam, and then that night he'll be able to go and eat the Karban Pesach together with everybody else. But there's a problem that on that day, unfortunately, he saw Keri Boy Bayoy. Oy, oy, oy. He's Tomei. Since he's Tomei, Rashi says he has the same status as a Zov. And therefore, he's not allowed to go into the Beis HaMikdash. He's Tomei. What do we do with this fellow? So he's Tovel. He Toiveled. Mazel Tov. Even though he's Toiveled, he's still a Tvul Yoim. Joktor de Braisa. Eiser Avoish Li'ula. A Toyre Shechol Shemini Shalom Yosper Abba Pesach. Even though normally a regular Tomei, even a Tvul Yoim, is not allowed to enter into the Azara, Zeh Nichnas. This fellow, we will allow him to go and put his Bohoinois into the base. He doesn't have to walk into the base of Midrash into the Azara. He could stay at home. He's, after all, part of the register. He doesn't have to appear personally in the base of Midrash. He'll, whoever is the head of their menuyim will represent him in the Beis HaMikdash. But since he happens to be a Metzoyra, and he wants to go and get his, he wants to be no longer Mechusa Kippurim to be able to eat from the Kodshim, so he has no choice. Al Metzoyra, he has to put his behindness in. But he's a Tameh, he's a Tvul Yoim. A Tvul Yoim is not allowed to put your fingers in. Oy, 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 what do you do? So says the Braiser. Omer Chacham, Av B'Shein Tvul Yoim Achen Nichnas, Zeh Nichnas. This one we will allow to go and put his fingers in. Why? Mutav yovei asei sheyesh beikaris. That's the asei, of course, of the Karban Pesach, where you have to go and bring it. Otherwise, chas v'shalom, you get karis. It's one out of two mitzvahs asei. There's a din of karis. The other mitzvahs asei, Barry, is bris mila. Those are the only two. So, mutav, I prefer that the person should not be over on the asei sheyesh beikaris. The yidchan should push away Essay She'ein Boy Karis. So what the Bryce is telling us at this point is that the din of putting in the Behoinois into the Azara, sticking in your fingers, that is only an essay She'ein Boy Karis. The kasha that the Gemara is going to ask in five lines, you just finished saying the Bia B'mektish Mar Bia. So it's as if this Metzoyra Balkeri walked in totally with this full body, because you're telling me Bima makes a Shema Bia. If Bia makes a Shema Bia, so then we know that the din of Tumah's Beis HaMikdash, that din of Tumah has a Yesh Bei Karis. So why are you telling me a Yesh Bei Karis should be Doicha and Ein Bei Karis? They're both Mitzis Asei She Yesh Bei Karis. That's going to be the Morris Kasha in another five lights.
But isn't that only true for a Tumah Meis?
No, no. Here we're talking about a Tumah Zov, Tumas Zav is even more chomer than that of a Tumas Meis.
It's just internal. It's reversible.
Exactly, exactly. And it's not only a Zav, but even a Tful Yoyim of a Zav. That's what the Gemara holds at this point. Now, before we actually get to the Kasha, we have a parenthetical of the Heilige Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan holds that the whole din of Tful Yoyim is not min haTorah, it's only midrabanan. Where is this Rabbi Yochanan? This Rabbi Yochanan is not necessary for the Kasha, but Rabbi Yochanan always goes along, so to speak, with the Braisa. Obviously, he's an Amor, he can't argue with the Braisa, but he's interpreting the Braisa. Rabbi Yochanan, Dvar Torah, Fil Ese, Ein Bay. There's no Isser, because we're talking about a Tful Yoyim. Shenem, it's in the Bosch, Yamat, Yohi Shofet, Bekal, Yudavi Yisholayim, Beveitz Hashem, Lefnech, Achotir, HaChadosha. What are we talking about? What's the Lashon HaChotir, HaChadosha, My Chotir, HaChadosha, Om Rabbi Yochanan, Shechidshu Ba Dvarim, that they went to deny Chidushim, deny Chidush. What was the Chidush? The Amru Tful Yoyim, Al Yikonis, Lamachan, Leviyah. Where is this Merumas at all, that this is what they were Mechadish, and the Chotir HaChadosha? Doesn't say what the basis is, but you'll remember we had this Gemara earlier back in Mesechtes Hoyrius, and there we had it on Daf Hey, and you'll recall we had a beautiful Rabbi Kiva Eiger and the Gilyan Hashas. Just quoting from that Gilyan Hashas, I'm sure you all remember it by heart. It says, Shechichu Dvarim Ve'omru Tful Yoyim Al Yikones Bishut, which means Shalas Uchivis Zichron Yosef Bisoifoi Bechidushav Kosav. The Lefnei HaChotzer HaChadosha, these three words, Lefnei HaChotzer HaChadosha, Gematria Tful Yoyim LeYikones B'machnei Shel Levim. Oh, so that was a Takona Chadosha. But by definition, that's a Takona Dirabonon, that's not a Din Torah. So therefore, Rabbi Yochanan says, it's not a question of an Ese Sheesh Bekaris being a Doicha and Ese Sheim Bekaris. There is no Ese at all. It's only a Din Dirabonon that a Tful Yoyim is not allowed to go into the Azar. Anyway, this was beautiful, but let's get back to the regular pshat in the Braisa, that an Ese Sheesh Bekaris is Doicha and Ese Sheim Bekaris. So to my Amris, be the Mikta Shema, be Heich Me'ayil Yodei, the Bachas Gerdes, Lib Behoinois, how do you go and put the Behoinois Yadayim in? We know Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav has a din of Kares. In fact, if a person is over on Tumas Mikdashav be Shoigeg, then he has to bring a Koran Chatas, not a Chatas Kavua. Chatas Oyle B'Yair, Baruch Hashem, the Oyle is cooking with gas. Everybody remembers Mesechtes Horius, Tumas, we have the din of Oyle B'Yair, but Lamaisa is a din of Kares. So that's being the case. If he holds beer, be mixed shema beer, how could he put his behind ice in? So chenisa kares. This is a esheshiyesh bekares, and this is an esheshiyesh. Isn't this l'chayra raya that the din of behind ice doesn't have a din of kares of beer, be mixed lav shema beer, and so therefore it's only an essay sheein bekares, not an esheshiyesh bekares. Amalei. So he responded. Who was the question? This is Rav Oishi asked Ula, and Ula now responds, Meitunach. Meitunach is an expression. Rashi says, Meitunach means, Mimasu'acha, which means from your peckle. In other words, you have a peckle of questions that you're asking, a whole heavy burden of questions that you want to, if you will, transfer to me and ask your kasha. Meitunach, from your kasha, I'm going to respond, Shani Metzoyra Hoylvut Literatoi, Hotel Lekeriyoi. In other words, yes, you have a nice peckle, a good takasha gefregt, but I'm going to give you a good teretz. And that's going to be the svar of like a migoy or a hoyel. Normally we think of hoyel and migoy as only svar de rabbon, and here the Gemara is using it as a svar de raisa. And what it's saying is, avad, if you have only a regular tvul yoim, who happens to be a tvul yoim of a zav or a balkeri, they have the same din, says Rashi. If you hold not like Rabbi Yochanan, that it's de raisa, Avada, an essay, Sheyesh Boy Kores. If you hold Bia, B'miktis Shema Bia, we would not allow this person to go and put his Behoinois into the Beis Midrash if he was only a Tful Yoyim of Azov or Tful Yoyim of a Balkeri. However, since he has an overlying Tumah which preceded this Tumas Balkeri and Zov, what was that? The fact that he was a Tumah Mitzoyra. And the Torah was matir a mitzvah to go and put his, not only it was matir, the Torah requires you, machayiv you to go and put in the behoinais. It's like a mitzvah, istameh. Torah says that's fine. Mutalach, mutalach, mutalach. Oh, it's a hoyel or migoy that the Torah allows for the mitzvah who has a real, remember mitzvah is the most chomer of all of the tumas because he is thrown out chutz l'sholish machnois. The zov is meshulach chutz l'shtei machnois and the tumas mes only machne achas. Ah, so tumas mes is really, it's lighter than tumas zov. For these purposes it's lighter because of the fact, like Barry said before, zov is tumah hayoytze migufay. So that's why the Torah is machayev two machnois. Ah, but since the Torah was matir, the real heavy-duty mitzvah, who's nishtaleh chutz l'sholish machnois, in this case, we allow him after the tevila and after the Herev Shemesh. He's only mechus kippurim. We say, you can put in your fingers. So amigur, the Torah was matir that. It's also matir, the din of tevul yoim, by a zov. Hoyil v'hutel l'taratay hutel l'keriyoy. Omer of Yosef, Kasava Ulu, who just gave this svara of now the migui or the hoyil, he would hold similarly that Reuben Zov and Venasu Tmei Mesim, hoyil v'hutel l'tomasim, hutel l'zivasim. What is Rav Yosef saying? He says, what happens if a person happens to be a Zov on Erev Pesach? Ay, 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 he won't be able to go and have the Korban Pesach. So what is he going to do? He, like everybody else, will be pushed off the Pesach Shiny, and he'll bring his Korban at that time. Jacques de Gemara, what happens if he's a Tmei Mes? He'll also be pushed off the Pesach Shiny. Okay, that's no problem. But that's a Yochid. I know you're thinking to yourself, it says, Ish Ish Ki Atom the Nefesh. And the Gemara Darshan, Ish Ish, the Rabbi says Hazov. And other Tmei that they have the same din, if they cannot go and take the come into the Beis Midrash that day. We had a discussion about this earlier in our Masechta, whether or not someone who at the moment on Erev Pesach is Tamei, but he will go to the mikveh, and tonight he will, after Erev Shemesh, be Tohar.
Chachmei Dorov.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, very good. It's the Chachmei Dorov or the Ziknei Dorov. Whichever one.
Ziknei Dorov.
No problem. Yeah. Good, good, good. Anyway, there was a machloikis at that time about that the person happens to be Tamei, and he cannot go and today eat the carbon Pesach because he's tummy. But he's going to go toivot. But he's still a tvul yoink. But tonight he's going to be. So we had a machlekes earlier whether shochtin v'zorkin al tvul yoim, even though now we can't eat it, but you don't eat the carbon Pesach erev yom tov anyway. Eat it at night. We had a machlekes. But our Gemara is telling you is, what happens if not a yochid, roiv of klal Yisrael were zovim? Do you say the tumah hutra b'tzibar? No, the whole din of Tumah Hutra B'tzibar and Dechuyah B'tzibar is only by Tmei Mes, not by Tmei Mzavim. So if Roiv of Klal Yisrael is Zavim, of course this is more of a theoretical thing than a practical, that Roiv of Klal Yisrael to be Tmei Mesim, that's possible. They all went to the Levaya Nebuch of the Melech. However, to be all Rubam Zavim, that's of course more on a theoretical, hypothetical basis. But if that were to occur, what would be the din? They would all be nidcha le Pesach Shiny. Gesundheit, brother Shai. However, what happens if the same Zavim Nasu now Tmei Mesim? Now you have Ruboy of Klal Yisrael Tmei Mesim. So we know that by the din of the Erev Pesach, Tumah Hutra B'tzibor or Hutcha B'tzibor, Machloikis Techuya or Hutra. So therefore, says Yimar, says, since Ula said that Migoy, he's allowed to come in for the Bahainois when he's a Metzoira, and Mamayla, it's Hutter also the din of Tvul Yoim by Azov or by Balkari. Says Rav Yosef, according to Ula, if Roiv of Klal Yisrael Azovim, and they now became Tmei Mesim, Hoyul v'Hutru le Tumasan, Hutru le Zivasan, the same Heter that allows either the Hutru, Tumahutru Metzibur, Hutru Metzibur, will also allow for the Ziva to be Hutru Metzibur, and therefore these Zovim do not have to wait until Pesach Shiny. They can go and bring the Pesach Rishon. Amli Abaye, Abaye said, "Mi dami, how can you compare the two cases? Tuma ishteroi, ziva loy ishteroi. When you're talking about tuma, there's a full-fledged heter. Sai legabi our case, legabi the mitzayra, and sai legabi the case of Erev Pesach. But there was no heter for ziva. How are you jumping from one to the other and to go and say that just like it's hutra over here, it's hutra over there? I wouldn't say that. And especially, Rashi points out, and this will be important for the next shtickly Gemara, because what came first, the chicken or the egg? According to the way Rav Yosef posited, it's talking about the Zovim. They were first Roiv Ziva, and only after that they became Roiv Tamei Mesim. So once they became Roiv Zovim, we asked the Bezin, what should all of these Yidin do? They cannot bring the Korban that day if you hold. Remember, it doesn't say that this case is not talking about the Zov Toivel. We're talking about a full-fledged Zov. So it could be in the middle of his 7 days of Ziva, a Mushal day number 3 or day number 5. And he is still Tomei. What's the din? The Bezin would go and say, you can't go and bring your carbon today because you can't eat the carbon at night. So we're going to go and postpone all of you guys to Pesach Shein. Subsequent to that, they all became Tomei Mason. So now Abaye says, that doesn't make sense. Even though out Tomei Mason you have a heter, but have the work Lamafreya to go and take away the Ziva, the Bezin already paskin. You don't need the Bezin. I mean, the halacha is that if they happen to be Zovim, they're going to have to wait for Pesach Sheni. So therefore, says Abaye, Midomi, how can you go and bring a raya? Tum ishteroi, ziva lo ishteroi. The tumma taka of the tumas mes. Fine, that is a het, there's no question. Tum hutri betzibar, tchuyi betzibar. But we didn't say by ziva, such a concept of ziva hutri betzibar. Amalei, and therefore he told him, Dil mahachi kamar. Maybe what you really meant to say, Rav Yosef, is the reverse. That what, Dil mahachi kamar ma'ar. That Ruban Tmei Mesim, they started off Alt Tmei Mesim, Roiv of Klai Yisrael. Venasu Zovim, and then on Erev Paisel, they became Zovim. Hoyul Behutrul Tumasam, Hutrul Zivasam. That would make sense, because they already had a heter because of their Tumas Mes. So therefore, even though they became now Zovim, we said, no, okay, let's go and Migoy or Hoyul, that the heter for this, heter for that. Isn't that what you really meant? Malay, sir, Rav Yosef said to Abai, and that's taka what I meant. We're talking about that they were first Roiv of Klai Yisrael were all scheduled to bring their carbon Pesach today. All of them, Roiv of them, are Tmei Mes. That's what the Torah says. Ish ki yatom lenevesh, ish v'lei tzibur. So tzibur is allowed to go and bring the carbon v'tzibur, even though they're all Tamei. So Mela, since they can do it, they're all Tamei, Tumas Mes, they can also do it Tumas Ziva. We kind of shovel that in. Hoyim. But the other way around says Abaya, and Rav Yosef agrees, if they were initially Tmei Ezov, and then they became Tmei Mes would not wipe away the Tumazov from before. So, you make more of a Katalei dummy. Even besides that, I have another Shaila. What's my other Shaila? Metzoira Heteiruhu. Hoil, the Ishtari. The Gabi, the case of Metzoira, the Torah was Matir. It's even more than a Heter. The Torah was Machayiv, that the Metzoira has to put his Behoinis Yad Varegel in for purposes of the Nesinas Hadam and the Nesinas HaShemen. So that's a Befeirish Heter in the Torah. Hoyo the Ishtri, once I have a Heter for that, even if it turns out that this person is also a Tvul Yoim of a Zov or a Baal Keri, what's it then? Kimishu Hutter, well, kind of, Hoyo, we'll say that that's ultimate. But here, says the Gemara, Tumma Tchuyihi, the Tumma of Tumma on Erev Pesach, our Gemara, as you'll see shortly, does not hold Tumma Hutra Betzibar. Tumma Gemara holds its Tumma is only Tchuyehi Betzibar. So Lahayitchoy, Lahalayitchoy. Maybe the Torah only pushed aside the issue of Tumma Lagabi Tumas Mes, but they didn't push away the issue of Tumas Ziva, Tumas Zov. A Heter is a broad Heter, so you can go and throw in others that became Zov. That or not Zov. A tful yoim de zover, a tful yoim de balkeri. Okay, you can throw that into the mix. But if you're talking about alt tumma, the tumas tmei mes on erev Pesach is only tchuyehi betzibar. It's not hutra betzibar. Since it's only tchuya, how can you go and throw in and say, okay, let's go and be madcha other things as well, such as if roiv of Klai Yisrael happened to be zavim. Since tumma is tchuyi, lohad idchoy, lohad lo idchoy. So that was Kasha number one. Omli Rav Adarab, Ibrahim Istavra. I can go and tell you if I care this far. The Metzoyra Heterahu. Metzoyra is Taka Heter. Lahoy Ishtaroi, Lahoy Ishtaroi. the Torah was only matter the case of the Bahainois, special heter, special dispensation, but they were not matter Tvul Yom Dezav or Tvul Yom Dezbalkari. And Tumah, Tehuyahi, Malichad, Tehuyah, Malishtei, Tehuyahis. By Tumah, since we're talking about not that there was a heter, but it was just a Tehuyah, no, once we're matcha something, maybe it's a full-fledged moratorium, suspension of Hilchos Tumah, we push aside Tumas Mess, we say, bring your carbon Pesach, maybe we push aside Hilchos Tumah Zavim as well. So therefore you have Tzedodim Lekan Ulekan. So with both Abaye and Rava, both agree, is that the case of Ula is not similar to the case of the Erev Pesach, the case of Reuven Zavim and Reuven Tmei Mesim, because in the case of Ula we're talking about a heter. The case of Rav Yosef, the Gabi Zovim and Tmei Mesim, we're only talking about not heterim, not Tuma Hutra Metziba, but Tuma Tuchuya Metziba. And so therefore the two are really not parallel cases. What we do see from this, says Igmar at the top, Machal de Travayu Sviralu, both Abaye and Rava, that made the distinction between heter and Dichoy. Both of them obviously hold the Tuma Dechuyehi Betzibur. Because if you would hold the Tuma Hutra Betzibur, so then the two cases of Ula's case and Rav Yosef's case, the Chayra, are very nice parallels. Just like there's a heter for a Mitzayra, the Torah shoveled in and said there's a heter also for a Tzvul Yoyim of a Zav or of a Palkeri. So then say the same thing. Since the Torah gave you a full-fledged heter, Tuma Hutra Betzibur, the Gabi Tumei Mesim, that's the same thing applies to the Gabi Zavim. The fact that the Gemara doesn't say that is a simon that both Abaye and Rava hold the Tumah is Tchuyi Betzibur and not Hutra Betzibur. And we'll stay with this at this point. Any questions, Rabbi Sai?
Yeah, I just when we